The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Because of so many men and women that experience domestic violence in their homes, whether they grew up with it or they have dealt, you know, family members, if they've actually dealt with it. And I am a domestic abuse survivor. So it's something that I like to talk about in a positive way. As difficult as it is, as many things that happen, I think the more that we bring awareness to it, the more that we can grow and stop this act of violence that happens so much. So what's interesting is like some of the statistics. So I'm going to read you guys some of these because things that you may not know. So I'm just going to talk about right here in Minnesota. In Minnesota, 33.9% of women and 25.1% of men experience intimate partner physical violence or sexual violence in their lifetime. And so they're receiving approximately 13 calls every minute about domestic abuse. That is a lot. That is a lot for sure. And so there's so many ways to talk about this, right? Because I'll be transparent. I went through this in my ex-marriage, ex-relationship. And it wasn't the whole relationship, but it was the end of the relationship. And when I knew, I had never grown up with any type of violence. And so when that did start happening, it was like the little things, right? Kind of the smart remarks, the snapping up, then the kind of cursing at you, then calling you out your name, and then comes slowly the other violence, right? And so while I only dealt with it for less than a year, and then I was like, that's a no-go, we're not doing this. And it was a few incidents, it was about four incidents and I was done. But those incidents were so significant that I knew that that was not the environment I wanted to be in because I loved myself. Nor did I want to raise children in that because I was not raised in those type of environments. And so I know so many people are not able to leave their situations, they can't leave their situations, whether it be financial, whether it be spiritual, whether they don't have the know-how. Some people have nowhere to go or their family is not supportive of them leaving. And there's a lot of shame that comes with that. So I just want to say in a positive way, if you're watching this, that there is ways to get out, safe ways to get out. And there's hotlines and there's domestic abuse centers too, specifically that I have done personal work with is Tubman Center, so Harriet Tubman, and then DAP, D-A-P. You should look those up. Those are great resources. And it is very necessary for us to make sure that if we do know someone and we recognize those signs that they may be in a situation that they need those assistance, this is wellness, right? As we're always talking about this, I always say we have to be well, right? Physically, fit, so fitness, wellness, and nutrition, right? You take away your wellness, your well-being, your mind, your physically, you know, your physical, how can you be well? You cannot. And so there, and if you're a man, I know there's a lot of men that are being abused that don't want to talk about that, right? They don't want to say that I'm in that situation and know that you're not alone, that other men are experiencing that. And there's ways for you to get help too. So I just want you to be aware of that. And
we'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first,
you manage expenses. You manage risk. You manage market fluctuations. You manage productivity, inventory, and delivery. And some days, you just manage. Work with a banker who understands that helping your business through challenging times takes a thoughtful plan, creative thinking, and a partner you can count on. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
As the temperatures dip, it's leaf raking season. But what do you do with all those piles of leaves? Did you know that it's illegal to put your yard waste in your trash? In Ramsey County, you can drop all of your leaves, grass clippings, and branches at a Ramsey County Yard Waste Collection Site. That's where you can also take your pumpkins, hay bales, and corn stalks with any decorations removed. When you're at the Yard Waste Collection Site, you will see the designated piles where you can empty your bags of yard waste. And it's all free for Ramsey County residents. Find out more about what you can bring to a yard waste collection site at ramseyrecycles.com/yardwaste. That's ramseyrecycles.com/yardwaste.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
Because there is so much. So they're saying less than 30 seconds, every 30 seconds, something is happening. And so we need to be reporting that. We need to be helping each other, educating each other. And like I said, the biggest thing is recognizing the signs, whether you're being gaslighted, whether you are being verbally abused, whether you're being physically abused, sexually abused, whatever that abuse is, know that there is help out there in your local areas, especially now. Nowadays, it is talked about. It is frowned upon. It's still a big thing. There's still a lot of violence right around us that we don't even realize that people are experiencing. And I don't even think sometimes people understand that they're in that. They're in that space. They're not in a safe space because some people have grown up with violence. So they don't even know that this is, they think that's normal, right? To constantly be that way. And we want to break that generational trauma, right? We don't want to continue on with that. So there's so many ways you can heal from that. And I know it's easier than said than done. But really, if you have the chance and you are in a difficult situation, please, like I said, there's two that I recommend. And I can even give you another one. There's a Safe Haven Shelter, but there's DAP, D-A-P, and then there is a Harriet Tubman. And they are excellent with helping women and men get to safety for anyone that's experiencing domestic abuse. And during that time, talk about the dark time, because it does become a dark time, right? Sometimes when you tell people what you're going through, what was the number one question I would get? What did you do? You don't have to do anything, right? You can just say something or not say anything, and it can cause argument that can escalate. So I want you to know that never think that it's your fault, right? If someone is abusing you in any way. And I really want to start with that the verbal is abuse too. So if someone is verbally abusing you, calling you out your name, yelling at you, screaming at you, intimidating you, getting in your face, that is abuse. Because I think sometimes we're like, well, they've never put their hands on me. Well, sometimes intimidation is even worse because they want you to fear the unknown, right? I went through that. It was fearing the unknown. And for me, I was like, well, what do I do? I am not going to be physically fighting in my home. Like that was a no. So to remove myself. And then for my situation, once I left, it actually got worse. So that's when the real started. And I look back to, this is about 13 years ago. And if I would have known now what I knew then, right? I did have a family support, but they still, because if you've never been in that, they didn't know how to handle it, right? So then it's kind of just like, well, you should just leave and you should do this. Well, you have a home, you have children, you have a career that you're trying to maintain and keep that balance so that does not show up in work so you can keep your job. And then sometimes that violence follows you to job, right? You can lose your job because let's say you come in with a black eye. You can, if someone is harassing you and calling you, you could lose your job because they don't want to hear that anymore. So there's different levels. So I know there's layers to this to understand how to get out of this situation and be well. So once again, make sure you're using those resources, DAP, Safe Haven Shelter, and then Harriet Tubman. Those will definitely be helpful to you. And if you have someone, sometimes it's someone you don't even know, someone at work that can be a safe over than maybe sometimes a family or a friend. But be safe out there. Make sure that you are supporting one another, whether you're a man or a woman, through a difficult time, and understand there is light at the other side, right? And I know we're going into holidays, and I hear that that's one of the hardest times is holidays with domestic abuse. I think that's why they kind of put it in October, and then you're heading into the holidays. So be safe, be mentally well and spiritually well, and keep persevering forward in a positive light. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. This is Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Have you heard the news about the new COVID-19 vaccine? The FDA has just approved the updated vaccine, and it's now available to keep you and your family safe. So get ready to roll up your sleeve. These vaccines are an effective tool to fight COVID-19. They target the variants that we know are circulating in our communities right now. So make a plan for you and your family. Contact your doctor, your clinic, your healthcare provider, or your local pharmacist and schedule appointments. The vaccine is authorized and recommended for all Minnesotans age 6 months and older. Stay safe this fall and winter with the new COVID-19 vaccine.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Navigating the healthcare system for our families sure can get confusing, especially when your child is covered by medical assistance health plans. But Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups is here to help. Their caring team can help you connect to clinics and specialists that take your coverage, whether you live in the city or the suburbs. At Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups, they even help you find and schedule dentists who will provide dental care for your kids. No transportation to get to the doctor? No problem. Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups can help you get your kids to their appointments, whether it's for their annual checkup or if they're sick and need to see a doctor. These are your benefits, so take advantage of them. Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups covers children from birth to age 20. They're here in your community to help your kids grow up strong and healthy. Need more information? Call 612-348-5131. That's 612-348-5131 for Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups.
Metro Transit is hiring. Right now, Metro Transit is looking for mechanics and technicians. These workers do the important work of diagnosing, repairing, and performing preventative maintenance on Metro Transit buses, light rail, commuter trains, and other vehicles. Metro Transit is hiring for maintenance of the way technicians for tracks and railway systems. Starting pay ranges from $29.72 to up to $41 an hour. If you're looking for a secure job that offers a great salary, competitive benefits, and a pension, look no further than Metro Transit. Right now, there's even a $4,000 hiring bonus for these positions. Sweet! Find out more at metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. That's metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. Keep your community on the move with a new career with Metro Transit.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racialequity.